The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's coming into lambing season and the IFA has warned that local authorities must control dogs to prevent attacks on livestock. Now joining me is Adrian Gallagher, Sheep Chairperson of the Irish Farmers Association. Adrian, good morning. And
hey,
also
good morning.
We have with us John Healy, a farmer in Moneygall, who back in 2022 had up to 50 sheep killed by a dog on his farm on the Offaly-Tipperary border. John, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
You might remind us, John, we've spoken before about this, but just remind us how awful an experience it is to discover that your flock has been attacked.
Well, Pat, it's hard to put it into words. You'd be devastated. You put all this work into them and you go up and you just see carnage in the field. It's a dreadful experience to come across for anyone, let it be one sheep or, but I had 50. But it's just an appalling thing. It sticks in your mind. To this day, I can still see them scattered across the field.
Now,
it's just traumatic.
I'm sure most of them were dead, but maybe some not quite dead and had to be put down.
That's right, yeah. We probably had to put down maybe 10, 15 of them. The rest of them were all dead.
And that is a very distressing thing to have to do.
It is.
Did the Gardaí ever figure out, did anybody ever figure out exactly what happened, how many dogs were involved and where they came from?
No, my two sons went up that morning. I got the phone call, said it was a sheep down the street, and I sent the two sons up and they saw two black dogs, and that was the only lead we ever got on it. There was no trace. The Gardaí, in fairness to them, they've done a good bit of searching around the local area for the dogs that we described, but was nothing in the area that matched up to the description my sons had. So we never found out anything, Pat. Nothing.
And what are the financial implications when something like this happens? I mean, are you insured against dog attacks?
No, I wasn't insured, Pat. There's some sort of insurance that can be got now, but no one will insure me, naturally enough. But back then, the insurance companies wouldn't insure you if you were close to a village or a town. Now, I think the IFA were pushing for insurance companies to cover. I'm not too sure what way it tallied out, but I know I had no insurance at the time anyway. I couldn't get it. So the financial burden came back on me at the time.
Now, we're coming into lambing season. What's your situation now?
Well, it's funny, Pat. I'm lambing about a fortnight now, and last week, actually, I'd lambs, yours and lambs let out, and my neighbour rang me to say there was men in with dogs in my land. So I went up anyway, and was five men with lurchers in across the farm. Mm-hmm. And that's the last thing you need when yours are lambing and letting out baby lambs. They're all only a week, 10 days old, you're letting them out. Yeah. The distress it causes on the yours, the distress on myself, the distress on everything. It's just...
And when you approached the men, what did they say their business was with those lurchers on your land?
They were hunting. And I said, there's no hunting allowed up here. There's no dogs allowed up here. And I was basically told to F off.
And what did you do? Did you call the Gardaí?
Oh, sure, I called the guards, but sure, them boys were long gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
You wonder about whether they would have vehicles that could be identified to help nail them, because you can have all the laws in the world and you
but
can have
even,
all...
even to identify them, Pat, even to identify them, they did nothing wrong as such. They didn't kill anything or there were any trespassing, but yeah. There's nothing can be done. This is going on all over the country. These guys are going out during the day, during the night. They're going in across land. Nobody wants them. And they've been approached. I know several people have approached them and they got the same answer as me.
Yeah.
And there's nothing being done about it.
Do you know whether they were local or not? I mean, could you tell from their accents, from their demeanour?
They're from a good bit away, a long distance away. I found out afterwards from people.
Yeah. Were you fearful for yourself?
At that present minute, no. I wasn't. I just wanted them. I wanted to know what they're doing and I wanted them off the place and told them like I didn't want them back on it. Mm. They weren't welcome on it and not to could hunt other lands somewhere else. So I said, I don't want them in here because I have young lambs.
Yeah. And by the way, what are they hunting?
They say foxes. They're hunting foxes, but you can hunt foxes all year round. But lurchers, more than likely hares. And I'd say they'd hunt anything, Pat. They're after deer as well. Some of them do be after deer.
Yeah, because, I mean, that is a foodstuff. And possibly has a market value as well.
There's a market value on it as well, you see, yeah. John, and they're going around blooding dogs on sheep. There's people doing that.
What awful, despicable people. John, look, thank you very much for reminding us once again of what you've been through on your farm. So, Adrian, listening to that, I mean, that's an extreme case, but probably at the end of the day, not too uncommon an experience for many sheep farmers.
Well, Pat, it's not, actually. You know, it's unfortunate that this happens. But, it's going on, and it's a burden that the farmer has to incur himself, which we really shouldn't be incurring. We shouldn't even have the scenario. I mean, the AFA had the launch back in 2021 where we've come out and we says no dogs allowed. So our policy is now that there's no dogs allowed on farmlands that shouldn't be there. So, I mean, this is something that's been running now since 2021. So, again, we launched it this week in Donegal here on a farm in Donegal. And we're launching the campaign. We're informing the public that there's no dogs allowed on farmland at all.
Now, where are you getting with the politicians on this one? It seems like a practical thing to do because any dog, no matter how much you worship your pet, in the wrong company, that dog can become a killer.
Well, absolutely, yeah. And this is where we'll say the government have a obligation here. There's laws out there, but the law needs to be enforced, okay? You're obliged to microchip your dog. You're obliged to have your dog licensed. You're obliged to keep your dog under control all the time. But these are laws are just not governed, and they're not adhered to, and there's very, very few people fully complying with these laws.
And if, for example, you manage to get a dog, catch a dog in the act, and I think you're entitled to put that dog down with your shotgun if you come across
we
it.
Are.
Yeah. What then we happens if that dog is microchipped and you can find the owner of that dog? What are the implications for the dog owner?
Well, the implications then are we can, as a farmer, prosecute for any loss that the farmer incurred as a result of that dog entering the farm and causing havoc or killing livestock or causing sheep to abort or any stress. There is a process there. But unless we can prove the ownership of the dog, then it's really, really difficult to do.
But will the state do that prosecution for you? Because it's all very well. You can say Mr. X owns that dog and it caused a huge amount of damage to my flock and stress and all the rest. If you had to sue them in the civil courts, you'd be waiting until doomsday to get into court and it would cost you an arm and a leg and they might be people of little resources, so you'd have nothing coming back to you. However, if the state did it, then the state has the armoury to sentence them, perhaps to a prison sentence, certainly to fine them and certainly to order compensation.
Exactly. And this is where Ireland, there's a major letdown in Irish law on this. If you looked at the Scottish law, you can be fined up to $30,000 for causing, we'll say, any significant dog kill on your farm, you know, whereas the Irish law at the moment doesn't have anything like that. And you're obliged yourself to take on these people, actually. And there is a significant cost for the farmer and to bring someone to court. And that's not what we want to be doing. We want to be left alone farming in peace. And the last thing we want to be doing is shooting anybody's dog. We don't want that. We don't want to be in that position. So we want to make sure that owners take their own responsibility if they have a dog, that they keep dog under control at all times so that we won't have the situation where I'm knocking on your door saying, your little bonzo has caused X, Y, and Z to my livestock, you know. We don't want that, Pat. We want to make it a simple and farm in peace and to be left alone.
A couple of things coming in dreadful about the lambs. The farmers identified the problem. Hunters. Blood sports, including hunting, are legal in Ireland, as is hare coursing. Please ban blood sports. That's from Joan in Cork. Would farmers ever consider specifically bred livestock guarding dogs like they use in Europe? These dogs can protect the flock from wolves, Anatolian shepherd dogs, Pyrenees, etc. Anyone imported one of those dogs to guard a flock?
I haven't heard of any of that going on in Ireland, actually. I mean, there was talk about reintroducing wolves into Ireland. I mean, we're totally, totally against that. That's the last thing we want to see is wolves coming back into Ireland again, running wild and
yeah. But if these dogs are trained actually to guard the flock, so any other dog approaching, the dog is saying, this flock is mine. You know, I'm going to fight you off. Anyway, if any farmer listening has one of those, we'd love to hear from that farmer. Another one, would any kind of CCTV be of help to catch or prevent what's happening with dogs? Or is it, you know, you can't have CCTV in every corner of every field?
No. Look, it certainly wouldn't be a deterrent, but it could help prove in court that your dog or the particular dog was there in the field and presence if it was denied by the owner, like, you know.
Yeah, and so, if you knew where they were likely to park up and you had surveillance, you could put two and two together after an event. And a final one, am I, as a farmer, entitled to shoot any dog on my land that is considered a risk to my livestock even before any damage is done, or do you have to wait for the attack to take place?
No. You can shoot a dog that enters your ground if you have livestock in that paddock at the time and it's deemed to be worrying them. It doesn't need to kill. If the dog goes in, enters your ground and the sheep straight away off to the left or right, then at that point in time, you can shoot the dog.
As you say, want to be doing that. It'd be better that they never enter the land in the first place.
You know,
Adrian, your campaign, no dogs on farmland, and that should be the norm. It should be the law.
Yeah, 100% that.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us, Adrian Gallagher, who's a sheep chairperson of the Irish Farmers Association.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.